This is a wild story. I think it's those gold bars that's really sticking out for folks. So David Rush served in the Navy for about 15 years. He was active duty for a number of years, then switched to the IRR, where just a break in service, and then the reserve. He joined the CIA in 2009. The FBI alleges David Rush became a senior executive government employee with top secret clearance at the CIA by lying repeatedly on applications about his military service and education, falsely saying he was a Navy pilot and had advanced degrees. Now, according to an FBI affidavit, court documents, however, don't clarify why the CIA failed to detect Rush's false claims before hiring him, but not only hiring him, but also promoting him.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to think about. How did he get a hold of this $40 million gold mine?
The CIA. In November of last year, this was basically just a few months ago, he allegedly made several inquiries with the CIA asking for significant amounts of foreign currency and tens of millions of dollars in gold bars for work-related expenses. Prosecutors did not reveal the work project he claimed would require so much currency. A law enforcement official we spoke with said finding out that someone in the CIA was using gold bars to make payments is not the disturbing part in all of this. The disturbing part is that he was able to get away with it for so long.
And how many bars were actually found? What is $40 million worth of gold bars worth?
His home was stocked. During the investigation, the FBI says they found more than 300 gold bars at his home, weighing nearly 700 pounds and were worth around $40 million. They also reportedly found around $2 million in cash and 35 luxury watches.